This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Among the sectors of the Chinese economy that were hit hard by the three or so years of zero COVID over there, retail supermarkets is high up on that list. Since 2020, supermarket chains Yonghui and Carrefour have shut down something like 600 stores. Walmart closed at 90. Yet its wholesale chain, Sam's Club, has actually been expanding, as have been its competitors. Turns out in China, it's a bit of a status symbol to buy in bulk. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack when shopping in Shanghai.
Today I'm going to take you to a place I've never been, Sam's Club. But I can't step inside the enormous suburban outlet half an hour's drive from central Shanghai without a membership. So I've brought my good friend Daisy Guo, who's been a Sam's Club member since last year.
Yeah, the first I hear about that is really weird. Why I should buy the membership to buy something, but I don't know. I mean, it's just I heard about it. It's really cheap and fancy foods and just kind of interesting to look into that.
Today, she's renewing her membership. The basic one is $36 a year, which she will split with a friend because she thinks the fee is a tad expensive.
Wow, 大闸蟹, oh my God.
Daisy hasn't been back for a while, so she's amazed at the gift cards for hairy crab, the variety of instant noodles, and huge bottles of Thai chili sauce. I am amazed at how busy it is for a Monday.
Okay, what is grabbing you here?
I like the mashu.
Mashu, Korean chewy bread made out of sticky rice, that's one of the hot ticket items on Chinese social media, like the photo-rich Xiaohongshu. That's where many Chinese customers find out what places like Sam's Club are selling.
You know, every time Sam's Club come up with a new product and the Xiaohongshu, they will, so many bloggers, they will test it and buy it home and take a video. And
so you actually watch reviews?
Of course.
But do you do this for any other grocery market?
No.
Oh, Hema.
Hema of the Alibaba Group is a competitor to Sam's Club. Those reviews Daisy checks out are so important because the whole shopping experience at membership clubs is so new to the Chinese. In a country of over a billion people, there's only 4 Costcos and 45 Sam's Clubs. And competition, even with Chinese membership clubs, is fierce. A price war recently broke out, as seen on TikTok's Chinese sister site, Douyin. Sam's Club had a durian-flavored crepe cake for 128 yuan, 18 bucks. Then Hema sold its durian cake cheaper, at 99. Sam's Club discounted its cake to 98.9. Hema countered with 89. You get the idea. Sam's Club and others are targeting China's aspirational consumers in its middle class. Not only do you need a membership, you need a car to haul that stuff home, and a big enough home to store all the stuff. But within that class, there's a huge range of income levels.
A Sam's Club opened about a year ago in my neighborhood, just like 2 miles away.
That's Charles Zhang, Marketplace's news assistant. He says to entice people in his middle-class area, Sam's Club was offering a bag of rice or cooking oil as a bonus gift just to sign up. He wasn't sold. But it became a bragging point for neighbors who did sign up, a status symbol.
So yeah, just one night after supper, my mom was sitting outside, and then a neighbor, elderly, suddenly out of nowhere, she said, "Did you go to Sam's Club?" So that question to my mom is kind of to show I have a membership and you don't. And I want to remind you that.
Daisy and I, with Charles in tow, finish shopping and sort out the cart.
Some lady just came over just to see what we bought, just to see.
Reference for the...
We were checking out what others were buying too. The customer at the checkout in front of us had 2 carts full of mostly meat. Sam's Club is known for its higher quality beef in China, and it isn't cheap. Her total came to $1,200. That's nothing, says the checkout lady. She says she's seen people easily spend over $2,000, especially over the holidays. By comparison, Daisy was restrained and spent about 50 bucks today.
Okay, what do you think of our shopping trip today?
So happy.
So happy. Okay, 成功.
哎，你同事呢？
Later, Daisy told me her nosy neighbor gave her shopping the once-over and told her, you've bought a lot from Sam's Club. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.